This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on In Focus. I'm Roger Gray. Welcome to the program. And I want to welcome this week a real trooper. We're going to do this a little differently. We've only done this a couple of times in the year or so that I've been doing the show, and that is we're going to do this by phone, because on the other end of this line is a real trooper. Andrea Wilson is with us, Executive Director of PATH, People Attempting to Help. Andrea, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Roger. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, and we should explain, you're recovering from a little back surgery, and coming into the studio was going to be a little tough, but there are events coming up that we didn't want to miss out on talking about. So we're going to do it this way, and we'll see how it works. But anyway, I appreciate you doing it. I know it can't be easy when you're in the recovery.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to do it. There's a lot of exciting things that are going on at PATH. We'd love to share with you guys to make sure everybody knows about it.
All righty. Well, let's talk about the first one. We have, if you follow the church calendar, we have Lent coming up, which is preceded, of course, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, all of that. And this year, you guys are the whole Fat Tuesday thing is going to become a fundraiser for PATH. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. PATH has been doing a Mardi Gras fundraiser for the last 7 years. This is our eighth one. And it's really a peer-to-peer fundraiser where folks from the community come together and say, I want to raise money for PATH. And they compete with one another for an entire month, the month preceding Fat Tuesday. And so that's what we're right in the middle of right now. We've got 10 community leaders who are all trying to raise money for PATH.
And ultimately, what by Fat Tuesday, we'll know what the totals are and all that.
Exactly. So it all culminates. Stanley's has invited us to come to Stanley's to celebrate Fat Tuesday, and they are going to let us make our announcement of who the winner is from their stage. So we have five men who are competing for Mardi Gras King.
Okay.
We have five women who are competing for Mardi Gras Queen.
Yeah.
And we will be announcing the winner on Fat Tuesday at Stanley's. And it is such a fun time. This will be our third year to do it at Stanley's. And each year we have more people and more excitement and more momentum. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is these folks are raising money to stay right here in East Texas to serve families who are in crisis.
If you've been living under a rock for the last year or two, we're talking about Stanley's famous Pit Barbecue over there across from the hospital and all that. I love that place. When I am back after having been away for years, I love the Austin sort of laid back. As a child of the 60s, it has that Austin vibe that I've had. Just such a great place.
It is a great place. And you know what a lot of folks may not know about Stanley's is they're a huge community give back partner. So each month they have a nonprofit that they allow their customers to round up for whatever meal it is that they had to donate to that nonprofit. And for the month of February, PATH is the roundup partner. But there are 11 other great organizations that Stanley's rounds up for year long. So they're such an important part of this community. Not only do they bring us live music and wonderful barbecue, mm-hmm. but they also give back to our community. So we're grateful for them.
Well, and it's going to be a party. It's February 17th, upcoming. Just about a month from now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is going to be a party. There will be a second line parade that starts in the PATH parking lot on that Tuesday, and we will be led by a band and lots of folks and having a great time, and we will walk from PATH to Stanley's where the big celebration will begin. And I'm determined that I am going to walk from Pass to Stanley. I will be there.
That was my next question. Are you going to be able to do it?
I've been told that somebody will bring me a scooter if I need a scooter, so it'll be fine. I think I can do it. I'm motivated.
Okay. And it's worth, if you're not familiar with the second line, all of that, look at a New Orleans funeral. You'll get an idea. It just sounds like it's going to be a blast, and the money all goes to PATH, and we haven't talked in almost a year, I guess, Andrea. So I was looking back over some of the information about PATH, and it occurred to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody, we all, if we're honest with ourselves, have hit a low point in life. For you, it may be back surgery. I don't know. But we've all been there. It might be job. It might be family. It might be housing. It might be something. It might be medical. Something has hit us like a truck. And it looks to me as though PATH has a department for whatever your particular problem was, whether it's money, food, housing, shelter, education, mentoring for your kids. It is an incredibly diverse organization.
Well, you know, Roger, PATH has been here for 40 years, really aimed at meeting a need for families who are in crisis, not for them to become dependent upon a service, but just for us to get them over the hump.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised the number of people who come in and they say, I have never been here before, but I didn't know where else to go. And we help them with something, and then we never see them again. And you know, that's what our hope is,
sure,
is that the community helps us provide a service that someone needs in a crisis, and that we don't see them again because they don't need that service. And there are so many folks who just come in one time, and they get what they need, and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is a growing, there's certainly growing needs in our communities, because while some folks may never need our service again, somebody else has fallen into a hole that they need some help getting out of, whether that's a medical bill or a car accident or a job loss, just something that has hit them all of a sudden out of nowhere, and they need some help.
Oh, something as simple as divorce. I know,
sure.
I've done plenty of programs on government programs, whether it's SNAP or aid to families with dependent children, that sort of thing. The biggest cause of poverty among women, for example, is simply divorce. So anything can happen, and sadly, often when you least expect it.
No, that's exactly right. You know, as I have been going through my medical issues this year, I felt so blessed to be in a position where I had health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many people who don't have that. And so for them, they're making really hard decisions between taking care of themselves and their health,
mm-hmm,
and feeding their children and keeping a roof over their head. And those are things that we see every single day. Somebody comes in and says, I don't know what to do. And they really, you know, while we can't fix the divorce or the medical issue or the job loss, we certainly can give them a place to land, a place where somebody cares about them, somebody's going to listen to them, and can provide them with some resources.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's just a hug or a prayer or a connection to another agency, that's what we do. We give people our time. We're not just here to have a transaction with someone, if you will. It's not, we may not be able to give them something tangible, but we develop relationships with people to help move them to a better place than they were when they came in our door.
It's a transition. It's transitional help. The old phrase, again, back when I would do interviews about government programs, benefits programs, the phrase, they want it to be a trampoline, not a hammock. And that's hopefully what you guys do. You get them over the hump and help them on their way.
Sure, that certainly is what we do. I mean, we have a second set of services I'd love to share with you, but I'm not sure if we're getting into that point or not, or we're still going to talk about Mardi Gras. But I'd love to tell you about our transitional housing program.
Please do, please do. We've got time.
Perfect. So, Roger, we've got, you know, the emergency services that everybody knows us for, our food pantry, rent assistance, and utility assistance. But what a lot of folks don't know is that PATH owns 45 transitional homes. These are single-family homes that we lease to folks at an affordable rate. It's not subsidized housing. They don't get free rent. They're paying their rent. They have a lease just like anybody else. It's just at a rate they can afford. And we pair that with case management services. We have trained case managers who walk side by side with families for a 2 to 3 year period of time to help them transition from a place of instability for their family to a place of stability, whether that is market rate rental or home ownership. Mm-hmm. We, in the time that we've had that program, which is about 13 years, in the time that we've had that, we have had 26 families exit our program into home ownership, a home that they purchased, whether that's through a partnership with Habitat or just through a regular market rate home ownership. And that is huge, 26 families. So what we're doing is we're shortening the line of folks who need help at our front door with emergency services by helping teach them how to be successful in their own home. And, you know, that's what we want to do at the end of the day. I've always said that I would love to just drive up to the office and there's not a line in front of our door waiting where somebody has a need. And the answer to that is affordable housing and transitional housing, where folks learn good financial planning, good money management strategies, and learn how to provide for their family themselves, because that's what they want. They, you know, the longer I do this and the longer I've been in it, I realize that these families that are coming into our housing program aren't that different from me. They want a place to raise their children that is safe and will help them on their road to success. And that's what we're providing at PATH, is the opportunity for those families to become, to transition from where they were to a better place when they leave us.
Oh, that's universal. In 55 years, I've covered stories all over the world, and it is a universal thing. You just want a good home, food on the table, education for your kids, a decent job. There's nobody that doesn't want that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And the need, people may not be aware of the size of the need in our part of the state, in our part of the country. I'm looking at the figures that are off the website, so you don't have to. The poverty rate in East Texas is 16%. Above the national average. 26% of children in our neck of the woods are food insecure, which, if I'm recalling the definition, it's they're not sure when the next meal's going to be.
Correct.
Single parent families, just under 35% of kids in our part of the state live in single parent families, which is a tough row to hoe, whichever parent that is. And the average income in our part of the state is $45,000. Which,
that's right.
Okay, I mean, it's okay, but it's not great. And if you have, more than one child, that's a stretch. That's a stretch.
Well, affordable housing in Smith County and the Tyler area is very difficult to find. I don't have the fair market rent figures in front of me, but last year's numbers were around $1,300 a month for a one-bedroom, one-bath. Mm. That is the that's the fair market rate. And so you can do the math on that to see how far
$45,000.
Yeah. It certainly doesn't go very far to meet all the needs. And so that's where nonprofits like PATH step in to help people just make it to the end of the month.
So how does it work as far as the transitional housing? If I walk in the door, PATH, and I say, Andrea, I'm at my wit's end. I can't. What can you help me? I've got a couple of kids. I'm a single mom. What can you help me with?
Yep. So the process for transitional housing is that, number one, we have a wait list that's got about 15 families on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty constant. As soon as we move somebody out of the wait list into one of our properties, somebody else gets on the wait list. But they would meet one-on-one with our community homes coordinator, who would sit down with them, look at their finances, because we bring people in who have income and can pay the affordable rent rate.
Okay.
So if you have zero income, this is not an emergency shelter. That's not the kind of housing that it is.
Okay.
This is housing that allows you to pay the rent so that you're not going over 30% of what your income is. And so then they would sit down and have an interview and talk through what their goals are. And we have people that come in and they say, these are the things I really want to be able to do. This is what I'm working towards this, but I'm stuck because I'm paying $1,800 a month rent for me and my three kids in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help find them a place that is much more affordable. And then they'll work one-on-one with a case manager to develop a case plan and start to address some goals specific to them.
Well, my guess is you have to have volunteers and or employees. I know you use both, right?
We do. We do. There are 15 staff members at PATH, and we have about 64 volunteer shifts that we need to fill each week to keep our doors open. You see, we're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 6. And during that 10-hour time period, we see about 140 to 150 families for, one of the many needs that we're able to meet.
Wow. But I'm guessing the skill sets have to be quite varied. Somebody maybe just may not understand how to budget for the month. Somebody else may not understand the best way to apply for a job or a job that's good for them. Or they may need some training. They may need some education. I'm guessing the skill sets have to be pretty varied.
Yeah, we've got volunteer opportunities for all different skill sets, whether that is stocking in our pantry, maybe you've got a lot of muscles, or maybe you're really good on the computer and you want to sit down with someone and help them fill out the My Texas benefits so they can get their food stamps in place, and lots of different things in between. We aim to please. We have regular volunteer shifts. We also have one-off volunteer opportunities where maybe you help with a Coats for Kids. Maybe you help with a pantry drive at Walmart. Lots of things. We aim to please. And it's possible that maybe your men's Sunday school class has some folks that have really good skills. We own these 45 properties that always need something to be done to them.
Yeah.
And so we've got opportunities for groups as well as individuals to help us out.
As every homeowner knows, the home always needs something.
That's exactly right.
You also have, periodically throughout the year, it looks to me, if I'm looking at the calendar right, we're in the middle of the soup drive. You have drives for different items through the year.
Sure. PATH has always wanted to provide opportunities for folks to come alongside us and support our mission. And maybe you're not a check writer. Maybe you want to go and get an extra few cans of soup each time you go to the grocery store. Maybe your youth group wants to collect canned goods for our pantry. So we have drives throughout the year that will allow you to be part of our PATH give back at different levels. I've I have known about PATH for many, many years. My mom was a volunteer at PATH way back at the beginning. And it was just, you know, was kind of what you do. I can still remember. My dad worked in Houston, and mom and I were here. I was going to TJC. This was in 85, 86. And daddy came home from work and was balancing the checkbook, because that's where my parents' family worked. And I heard him say, "Elma, who are you writing these checks to?" Well, it turns out that if PATH didn't have money to pay for something, that mom would from time to time just write a check out to the person who had a need, and she would give it to them. And so daddy put a stop to that real quick.
Well, you know.
I like to say that mama was the gas and daddy was the brakes, and I'm somewhere in between there. So PATH has been part of my life for a long time. We were not one of those families that had buildings with our names on it, but mom did believe that you take care of people when they need some help, and so that's just what you do.
And I gather that's how you kind of got sort of fell into this a bit.
Yeah, I've always drawn to folks who fell through the cracks. I was assistant principal in a junior high for a long time, and you know, I was just drawn to those kiddos, and then one thing led to another, and I still see them from time to time. They're still out there, and some of them are still falling through the cracks. And I just, you know, just want to do what we can. And so what PATH has done is to find this really unique group of 15 people who, that's just what they do. It's not a job. It is part of who they are. They're either helpers in their church or in their neighborhood or in their family. And they come and they get to start helping again with strangers. And so as executive director, I believe my role is just to provide support to them, because they're the ones doing the hard work.
Now,
you know, from time to time, I'll sit down and I'll answer the phone for our receptionist. And I know that she says no 99% of the time. And that's hard to do. And so it's really good to remember what a tough job they have. And so we want to do what we can to make it as easy as possible on them.
Indeed. I mentioned the soup drive. That's just to give everybody the calendar. Excuse me, I had to cough. The soup drive is this month and next month, January and February. The diaper drive is March through April. The fan drive, because we're heading into summer, May through June. Coat drive, heading into winter, that's September through October. And the blanket drive is November and December.
That's right. There's always a drive going on. So we may not be distributing fans out right now, but if somebody comes and says, "I have a fan that I'd like to donate," you bet we're going to take it. We're going to stick it with our fans, because it's going to be hot before you know it.
Well, you can guarantee that. You guys also, if your problem is medical or dental, you have some help for that as well.
We do. We have two prescription programs where we want to make sure that uninsured folks are able to get their medication. And so we connect them either with the pharmaceutical company's patient assistance program and help them with that paperwork, or we can provide them a voucher to get their medication that they've been prescribed if they don't have insurance. We also are funded by the Lighthouse for our Saving Sight program, where we have about 30 or 35 people each month who can come in and get a voucher to receive an eye exam and a pair of glasses if they're prescribed, so that we might be able to prevent any eye diseases that wouldn't have been known had they not gotten that eye exam. And that happens more than you would think. They get an eye exam and they find something that we can actually prevent. And so thanks to the Lighthouse, we're able to truly make a difference in people's lives.
I noticed there's
we
even...
also have...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
We also have some dental partners.
That was my next. I'm going to bring that up. Okay.
Dentist offices around town who do a couple of appointments each month for us at no charge. It's primarily to get people out of pain. And so it would be extractions. But from time to time, we'll have some restorative work so that people, their self-confidence is improved so that they will do better when it comes to a job interview. Because, you know, face it, that folks' appearance when it comes to interviewing for a job does make a difference. And so we've had a number of really good stories about people who got, you know, a whole new set of teeth, and it really changed their life.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about the mentoring, because sometimes the kids need special help.
Sure. We have Bev's Kid Reach that's really, we don't have as many mentors and children connected as possible. We have not accepted new folks to that and have referred them over to Mentoring Alliance. But for years, PATH had a very active Kid Reach program where we paired children with caring adults in the community. But as times change and other organizations come in that do something really well, we don't want to duplicate those services. Mm-hmm. And so Mentoring Alliance really does take on all of those new mentoring relationships. So we still have a few that are left that have been ongoing.
I'm interviewing them next week, so we'll cover both bases there. Now, you guys, obviously, you need volunteers, and let's face it, you need money.
Sure. I mean, you know, nothing that we do comes cheap. That's
and nothing's
for sure.
Getting any cheaper, right?
No, it's not. You know, I used to, when I first started talking about how much it cost us to run our pantry, I could say that it costs about $10,000 a month for us to keep our pantry stocked to meet the need. We're now up to more like $15,000 a month to keep our pantry stocked to meet the need. At 150 families a day coming through, it doesn't take long to clear our shelves out and to have to get them restocked. So it is certainly an expensive program, but it is what Mrs. Windsor started out of the back door of her kitchen 40 years ago. And we are going to make sure that families have quality choice pantry to meet their needs.
How is that going, by the way? We went through a pretty tough time during the government shutdown. I know I talked to the folks over at the food bank and so forth. I'm sure you were you saw the need go up a little bit, particularly during the holidays, like everybody else.
Sure. The need typically goes up summer when kiddos are home from school and then over the holidays. But, you know, the changes in federal funding over this last year have really caused a great deal of anxiety for the families that we serve, not knowing if their SNAP benefits were going to run out or being reinstated. And so that did cause a pretty big increase on folks coming to PATH just out of fear that they weren't going to be able to make it till the end of the month. They wouldn't have a SNAP benefit.
Well, and during the shutdown, the SNAP benefits virtually stopped. So
right,
I know
right.
all the food banks were hit hard.
Our numbers skyrocketed at that point, yeah.
And then after that's over, you have to restock.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, our space is fairly limited where we are, so we are constantly having to restock our shopping area and our food pantry. I would invite anybody down to come and have a look at our operations and learn. I'm happy to walk you through it. Give me a couple weeks. I'll be back in the office and I can walk you through it, give you a tour. But Noe is also there and he gives a great tour to let you see what is it like to come to the PATH Food Pantry. And I think that you'll see very quickly, and we're really good stewards of the funds that we receive, and we can make anything work, but we're pretty cramped when it comes to our space. 150 families is a lot.
Indeed. So obviously, donations, volunteers, all needed to bring this thing full circle. That's what the Big Fat Tuesday event is designed to help.
You know, at the end of the day, all the donations that come to PATH stay right here in East Texas. We don't get any federal funding. Austin nor Washington are telling us how to spend this money. We're able to meet the needs that families right here in East Texas have. And so we do have fundraisers throughout the year that people have fun with, like the Mardi Gras, or that get to celebrate the history of our organization, like our PATH Week celebration. You know, all of those things come together just for this community to be able to be a part of our mission and to walk alongside us to serve families.
And again, that event is coming up February 17th, Stanley's Famous Pit Barbecue, not just standard barbecue, but Famous Pit Barbecue. It's the Big Fat Tuesday Party and Second Line Parade benefiting everybody at PATH. Andrea, you are a trooper. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I hope to see you in the parade as we walk from PATH to
If you
Stanley.
Can do it, I can do it. All right.
Sounds good. I'll be looking for you.
All right. And thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.